I want to mention that, of course, and you're listening to Taylor Report, CIUT, 89.5 FM, and we had this terrible fire at Fort McMurray and in Alberta, and I saw, of course, the news that they said the fire is approaching the Saskatchewan border, as though maybe fires recognize borders, but this is an amazing, powerful, dangerous thing. It's a humanitarian crisis. It certainly raises all the issues about how we handle and live with the environment. And something happened and has been reported in all of our media, but I'm not too happy with the coverage of it so far. The emergency minister of Russia sent a message to Canada and said, we're ready and we have these planes available, and they carry, capable of carrying a tremendous amount of fire retardant materials. They, of course, they're veterans of this experience. And I notice, you hate to say it, but in a when you have a crisis, a dangerous one like this, it's what involves everybody on the earth. It's like when you have an earthquake, when you have a tremendous fire, it can be rather revealing of strange political matters. They're saying, well, Canada hasn't responded. Well, how about we just say thank you for the offer? If you want to say that we don't think we need any help, that's okay. That's good. But let's acknowledge that a state with whom we're not at war and with whom we share United Nations membership, and occasionally we've helped them out when a boat gets into trouble, and they've helped us previous. But this funny Cold War mentality seems to be creeping into how this is discussed. People saying, well, that's, of course, cynical. How, you know something? If they didn't offer, you'd call that cynical. So make up your mind. But the very first thing should be a respectful, kind response. And it shouldn't take 48 hours or 3 days. You say, thanks. We consider that. We're fighting it, and this is what's going on. We know that if you were to have a problem, we would try to help you out. We better more and more reinforce that type of thinking rather than to drift into this situation where if your neighbor's building burns down, you say that's his problem. It can't be that kind of thinking. That kind of thinking has gotten us into wars. And there's creeping into all the discussions of memorials about World War II, such as I was referring to earlier, a kind of racial thinking that, well, that's our enemy. So whatever happens, we don't, you know, we don't share a common humanity, which in fact we do. And I would remind the Americans and the Canadians, but it's very important to remind the Americans on this issue of how they talk to Russians, that when the struggle with slavery was going on, the war against the illegal rebellion by slave owners to protect their right to own slaves, and Abraham Lincoln was leading the fight against them, in the year 1863, Russia sent their warships to New York Harbor and to San Francisco Harbor at exactly the same month in 1863, and then they stayed there. And why? Because the French and the British were friendly, neutral towards the slaveocracy of the Confederacy. And there was talk of their intervening. They said, oh, it's a terrible civil war going on in America. We should probably intervene and break it up. And how would they do it? Of course, primarily by use show of naval power. So the Russians put their warships in both those harbors. And by the way, President Lincoln's wife and others went down and led a parade through the city of New York with a band saying thank you to the Russians for providing basically naval support and to as a signal. And what kind of – I mean, a lot of people poo-poo this, but the British were told – there's a Russian fleet supporting Abraham Lincoln in San Francisco. There's a Russian fleet sitting in the New York Harbor. So if you have any ideas about intervening on behalf of the slaveholders, you probably ought to think about that. And that was a wonderful deed. By the way, Rimsky-Korsakov was there as a Russian naval lieutenant. This later went home and became a great composer. But at that time, he was just glad to be one of the sailors, I should say. At any rate, the point being, let's look for things that we can support each other with. Let us have Olympics and let us have good neighborly relations and such, and stay out of trouble with one another. But I'm not hearing that from Ottawa or Washington.